Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria going up to 30 degrees today, Joburg 27 and Mpumalanga a high of 29.
In Selling Hill on the N1 northbound, queuing traffic towards the Rivonia Road exit.
In your sport, Kenyan marathon star Brimim Kipkorir has been suspended after testing positive for a banned substance. And it's always war when the Proteas face the old foe Australia, and that gets going later this morning.
The news at this hour, all about trains and buses. The Gautrain bus service has been suspended until further notice, with no further communication from management about the cause of the problem. It comes after Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesufi said in his State of the Province address last night that government will invest 120 billion rand into the expansion of the Gautrain to new areas.
To the following areas: Soweto, Four Ways, Mamelodi, Atteridgeville, Lanseria and Springs. The expansion of Gautrain is expected to create over 125,000 jobs.
But that's not all. The Premier said in Pretoria that the project is also on track to build that bullet train between Gauteng and Limpopo. This concept has been picking up steam since 2022. And now Lesufi is adamant it will happen.
This speed train will assist those that come from Limpopo to reach their families within 67 minutes from Johannesburg to Limpopo. We are now jointly ready to approach and consult the National Department of Transport and our Treasury so that we can conclude and start this project.
When it comes to crime, Lesufi said 442 kingpins have been identified who are responsible for violent crimes such as cash-in-transit robberies, kidnappings, hijackings and ATM bombings. While the Premier said this, six suspected CIT robbers were killed during a shootout with police in Laudium in the west of Tshwane. The Deputy Provincial Commissioner for Policing in Gauteng, Fred Kakana, told SABC News that a seventh suspect was also arrested.
Police tried to stop them. They drove away from Atteridgeville up to the scene here in Laudium. They thought they'll match us with the speed of vehicles. They then decided we will then shoot at the police, and they got something which they didn't expect. But anyway, they must expect that. You raise a firearm or an arm to a law enforcement, we will deal with you.
More about the Premier's plans for Gauteng this year. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. The international news, and America sided with Russia twice last night at the UN as they sought to avoid any condemnation of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 3 years ago. The two votes highlighted a seismic shift in the balance of power at the UN. That comes after US President Donald Trump staked out a new position on the Ukraine war. And in the United Arab Emirates, they are now turning to artificial intelligence to make it rain. The wealthy Gulf States lies in one of the world's biggest deserts, and millions of dollars have been ploughed into easing the endless droughts. Now they are looking at an AI system to improve cloud seeding, the practice of using planes to fire salt or other chemicals into clouds to increase rain. This system will use AI to feed satellites, radar and weather data into an algorithm that predicts where seedable clouds will form within the coming 6 hours. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur, die Gautrain se busdiens is opgeskort tot verdere kennisgewing.
Who's the gentleman that spoke about the cash in transit?
That is our Deputy Provincial Commissioner for Policing in Gauteng, Major General Fred Kikana.
I like his passion. And it sounds like he's really, like, he takes it seriously and personally, and is very proud of what they've achieved. I like that.
And you know what? He was talking a lot about crime intelligence, lauding them, saying it was because our crime intelligence officers followed this group. They knew were on the right track. They sent us all here because they knew the intelligence was correct.
Good job. Mm.